Wait till you hear this intro I put together.
I'm very excited.
It's not wonder like you know, it's a thing, but it's not copyrighted music, so suck
Yeah,
it.
less chance of getting sued and lawsuits. Lawsuits.
Lawsuit,
Lawsuits.
scoots,
Lawsuit. Boots
lawsuit.
getting buggies.
To our first ever special mini-sode that I think I called Balls, review of other stuff that supernatural actors were in, Walker edition.
And we had so many options, but Walker takes the cake on the first episode.
It does because it's the newest thing out there, so.
It is. It just launched. What was the date of that?
Last
Friday.
Thursday.
Was it Thursday? Oh, yeah, it
Thursday,
is Friday.
a week from today. A week ago from today.
A week ago.
So, I think in normal fashion, I should give you some tiddlybits about Walker before we jump into what we felt about the show. How do you feel about that?
I feel good. I feel good. Let's do it. Hit me with some tiddlybits.
Well, if you didn't know, this is a reboot of Walker, Texas Ranger that ran from 1993 to 2001. I did not know it ran that long.
I definitely didn't watch it that long.
And of course, it starred Chuck Norris as Cordell Walker. So this reboot from Wikipedia, because you know that's where I get all my information. It says that the reboot of Walker gets a female partner, and according to Wikipedia, the show will explore morality, family, and rediscovering our lost common ground. So deep this Walker.
Wow.
So just a couple things. Did you know that Chuck Norris sang the theme song? From mid season 2 to season 8 of
I
Walker,
feel
Texas
like
Ranger.
I did. I definitely watched Walker for a couple of seasons back in the day because I feel like my mom is a huge fan.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
I did know he sang it, but when I went to look like Walker's theme songs, I couldn't find the one that he sang, which I felt was odd because truthfully I didn't look that hard, but the ones that came up were the original, I guess. And did you notice some people in this episode of Walker?
I did. I noticed more so two belt buckles than everybody, but I did also notice people.
Those gun belts were—they had two buckles for everyone.
Yep.
So the first person you might have noticed is Mitch Pileggi, who played Grandpa Samuel Campbell on Supernatural, who was Mary's dad, who is now playing Cordell Walker's dad.
Yeah, that was a really weird family dinner for me.
And then another person you might know is Lindsay Morgan, who plays Mickey Ramirez, who is Walker's partner. She was on the CW show The 100.
Okay.
And then the third person that I wrote down is I never watched this show, but I know a lot of people did. Keegan Allen, who plays Walker's brother, was on Pretty Little Liars.
Okay, I know the show, never watched it, and also was trying to figure out the entire season, like the entire season
The
that I
entire
watched, you know,
season. Yeah.
just this once. Is the
Yes.
brother gay? Okay.
You
They
don't
never
see
really
his.
come out and say it, but he's always just like, I'm gonna call Brett. I'm gonna call Brett.
Yeah, well, I figured out when he said Brett didn't want to play house or whatever. And I was like, oh. But I looked it up and he has a boyfriend.
Which we haven't met yet.
No, we have not met him. You might meet him tonight, I don't know.
That's true. I feel like we have to, or he's just like this mysterious boyfriend.
Who's Brett?
The mystery of Walker.
I guess that one thing will keep you coming back for more. I don't know. So, how did you feel in general about Walker?
Honestly, I felt like it was very rushed. I felt like it didn't have a decent pace to it. It really didn't pull me in, and I was just kind of like, what?
I agree. I agree. It was like, why did we have to rush through all that at the beginning?
It literally it was literally like, hey, random opening of something that I felt like we were already mid episode four.
Right.
And then, hold on, I'll get my quick Walker notes. I said, I bet that's how Genevieve always greets Jared.
Probably.
Not to mention, it's her acceptance of him as Walker when she's like, look at you. I'm sure he came out of the dressing room. She's like, look at you, Walker.
You're adorable.
I'm so, like, I'm so proud.
Yeah, I understand that the whole first season arc is gonna be like finding out how she died and like what happened to her. But I feel like that whole part was just I don't know, I didn't like it.
Well, like in literally the first 5 minutes, we're given, okay, obviously that's Cordell Walker, Texas Ranger, and his wife, which I didn't even know her name was Emily until
Yeah.
the phone call.
Yeah.
And we don't even know why, but at some point she mentions she's gonna take the,
The approved route.
the approved route he gave her. To where? To what? What?
Exactly.
She only allowed to go on certain roads? Why? Is he nervous? Is it dangerous what she's doing? What is she doing? And we still don't know until like 45, like, I mean, the episode is an hour, but it's
Yeah.
really like 42 minutes. So like, until like 38 minutes in when he's just like, she was delivering things. Well, what? I literally, like, it looked like she was trying to escape across the border
Yeah.
when she got shot. Not to mention, you're going to tell me that she, at some point after being shot with her phone still on, and like her phone ringing, that like she couldn't have moved at all.
That's exactly what I said. How could she not have moved an arm out? And
She
it wasn't
wasn't.
that far away from her. And while she was running away from him, why could all she would say is, something's not right. Something went wrong.
Yeah, there's a man chasing you with a gun shooting you.
And why didn't you throw your lantern away? Like, they can see you. They can see your lantern running away from them, Emily. Sorry, I just got heated.
And then on top of that, then obviously, because as per the textbook marriage counseling, he goes, we don't even know, but apparently he's gone on a mission for 11 months, for 10
Yeah,
months.
something like that.
So now his kids are pissed, but only one kid is pissed because the other one is a high achiever because he's going to take this out on himself. And the next time we see Walker, he's on a fucking bender drinking in the back of his truck outside of a gazebo that we're supposed to have some kind of reminiscent knowledge of.
Yeah.
Which we don't even find where or what that gazebo is.
So many unanswered questions.
And that just keeps getting, he's flicking a poker chip that we don't know. And then we find out that, like, the poker chip was found on Emily. So is he just carrying around evidence?
But that wasn't even like a thing that was seen with her when they did the quick shot of her laying there, like still breathing a little bit. So how are we supposed to know what this poker chip is?
And also, like, wouldn't a poker chip have some kind of defining features? Like, most places don't allow you to take poker chips out.
Right.
They have some kind of a tracking. So you're going to tell me that you can't find out where this poker chip is from and potentially trace it to somebody?
I don't
That there's
know.
no evidence?
No fingerprints on that poker chip?
But out of nowhere, halfway through the episode, you're going to do a drug bust with a kid who's literally going to badmouth your wife to you because he apparently knows literally word for word what happened to her.
I don't know.
Like, it was, I don't even remember. I mean, I remember Walker being cheesy
Yeah.
and kind of obvious, but I don't remember Walker being like this cheesy, obvious, forced, and fast.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because now we're left with an episode of, okay, so he got picked up by a cop who's actually now his partner.
Right.
Okay, kind of like funny, meet cute, I guess. And then it turns out that by happenstance, her boyfriend, who's excited to be called her boyfriend. So, how long have these two really been going out? And are they serious? And is it her place or is it their place?
Yeah.
By happenstance, is a medic. Walker isn't mad, but is mad, but isn't mad that his friend got promoted and he didn't. But then he, at the end, gets an offer of a job that he's now going to turn down because his daughter's throwing a temper tantrum.
Yeah. I feel like the pilot could have done more explaining, more background information. I feel like it could have been, I don't know.
Yeah, so like the first episode, we have a murder, then we have an unsolved murder, then we have a bender, then we have him trying to get his life back together, and then we have an introduction of a partner. But we're also still learning this family dynamic where he has two kids, one a good kid and one a troublemaker, and this weird dynamic between him and his father. And I can't tell what his father and his brother's dynamic is, but obviously the brother and Walker's dynamic is good,
Yeah.
because he's the assistant DA. Shocker. And then, just to throw you through a loop, he is going to be taken out by his brother to the local bar where he obviously knows somebody, and there's a girl who he is kind of standoffish with, but does a shot, which, by the way, if he can drink that whole bottle, isn't even fazed by this shot, decides he wants to dance with her, dances with her for literally 30 seconds, then says he has to leave.
And that scene was so dark, I couldn't even see what was happening. I was excited to see Jared do a little two-step, and I was like, I can't even find out where they are on the screen.
He literally two-stepped to the floor, his phone rang, and said, I gotta go.
I'm out.
And then she was like, okay, I was happy, then I was mad, then I was happy, then I was sad.
All in 30 seconds.
But it's fine, because he came back behind the line to get her, because he wouldn't take no for an answer, because apparently right. they have some kind of history.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, do they?
So now we have a question, why was she killed? What's the family dynamic? What's their history? What's the partner's background? What's the friend's background? Who's the brother's boyfriend?
Like, I get it. It was the pilot. You're probably supposed to have these questions. I just think they could have dug more into those aspects of it,
and
instead
I feel
of
like,
doing like the little, you know, frivolous on the side shit.
And I feel like it was all very by the book. Nothing was a surprise.
Yeah.
And I adore Jared, and obviously Jared's in Texas.
Oh, yes.
But he's like trying to do a Texas drawl, and it's not good, and it's not consistent.
Do you think he lost his Texas accent?
I don't know, because I can hear it every now and then sometimes I hear it harder than others.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I don't hear it at all. And I'm just like, what is happening?
Now, did you do a good job of separating Walker from Sam?
Walker, yes, except for the episodes in which Samuel was there. And then I kept getting real confused.
Okay, so if there was like a him and Cordell and his dad dynamic, you went back to Sam and Samuel.
I had more difficulty separating him and Samuel because they still have the same kind of dynamic.
Right.
Whereas like the dad is kind of short and cut off and harsh.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Walker is like very, yes, sir. Okay, I get it. Which was very how Sam and Samuel were.
Right.
But I mean, here you have two brothers.
No, I didn't even think about that. One gay angel. Oh, sorry. Wait, that's...
We haven't met him yet.
Sorry.
And obviously a hardworking dad who's hard on his kids.
Yeah.
And the only person who I think is like every now and then okay is the mom who pipes in and she's just like, yep, here's your voice of reason. I'm just going to fix this lamp now.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see me do anything else but fix this lamp.
She's like, go live in the barn. It's fine.
And also, like... Who has the red hair in this relationship? Because the daughter has red hair.
I guess Jen's could be like, it's not red, like brownish.
Because my only thought is at least the mother who has her roots showing or turning.
Yeah.
Seems to kind of have auburn hair, which obviously if Walker got his dad's hair color, could have passed that gene on to his daughter.
How old are these kids? Do they ever say how old they are?
No, because I don't know which one's the older one. I'm assuming it's the daughter.
I don't know either. I think
she's in high school.
Older.
Or she, but we at least know she's in high school because yeah. We see her school when she skips school.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, how young were they when they had these kids? Because Jared's only 38. So.
16?
If she's like, yeah, if she's like.
Like right out of high school?
Yeah. If this girl's like. 16 years old, then he was what, 22?
Maybe she's 15.
Okay, so 23.
Because I don't think she can drive yet. We at least haven't seen her drive yet. I do appreciate the authenticity of the sets in this series, down to like when Walker rolled his truck up. I was like, oh, the truck's actually dirty. I feel like that actually has been used on a street in Texas.
Yeah. It's real. I feel that Jared looks younger as Walker than he did as Sam at the end of Supernatural.
I agree. And he even has the stubble
mm-hmm.
for a while, which he didn't necessarily have at the very beginning, but obviously 10 months into an undercover, which we also don't know what that undercover job is. Now we just found out it's undercover because the police officer was like, talking like yourself. Back from a long time.
Yeah.
Sounds like undercover.
Mm-hmm. But apparently it was a big bust. I guess if we watch more, we'll find out.
I guess, but I don't know. This episode made me, it didn't make me want to watch the next episode. Like, there's no drive for me to be like, I need to know what happened to Emily. I need to know what the undercover job is. I need to know what this poker chip is about.
Right. Yeah. I don't feel, and I honestly, I don't think if Jared wasn't in it, I probably wouldn't have watched the pilot. It's not something that it doesn't interest me. This, maybe because I watched Walker, so I kind of probably feel like I know what's going to happen every episode. Well, like,
not to mention, I think the other thing we have to think about is, like, Walker came out, what, 1993?
Yeah.
That feels like a very 90s show.
Right.
And it was fine. And it was enjoyable. I don't feel like Walker, Texas Ranger, I mean, obviously, this is just Walker. Yeah. But I feel like, I mean, he refuses to be called Cordell, and he's just Walker, Texas Ranger. So, ergo, Walker, Texas Ranger. Walker isn't timely anymore. It just doesn't hit as hard. Like, we have so many, like, it's considered an American action crime television series. But we already have.
That's the official genre.
But we already have so many crime television series that are more serious. And if you don't want, like, as a serious but still serious, then, like, watch CSI Miami.
Yeah. I think that's the problem. Like, when Walker, Texas Ranger came out, there weren't TV wasn't saturated with crime television and, you know, procedural police drama shows and stuff like that. So it was different at the time. And I think now there's just so much of that out there. Like, there's a night on one of the channels that's where it's just all the Chicago shows. Like Chicago PD, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, whatever the hell it is. Like, there's just so much then. There's like, what, two NCIS's and there were three CSIs and
there was CSI New York, CSI, CSI Miami. Then we had Criminal Minds. Then we have all the Chicago's. Now we have oh my gosh, I can't even watch it with Shamar Moore. But we're so inundated with crime television that this is it felt like a very CW brought to you crime series. Whereas, like, I don't remember Walker. Like, I remember Walker being kind of serious sometimes. And it being real.
It always had a funny ending, though.
Yes.
I did like, though, the one thing I did like is that you did get to see, like a lighter side to Jared, to a character Jared was playing. Like, because obviously Sam all the time was so angsty. And so I think that Walker's daughter is, like, angsty Sam. Like, so upset and so, I don't know. But it was good to see Jared have a role where he could be a little more lighthearted and a little funny. Like, when she asked him if he was sleeping or whatever, and he said he had a dream about the sandworm from Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I did make a note that said, okay, I'll have a shot of whatever he had to have that weird dream about the sandworm from Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it's not timely anymore.
I mean, it was good.
It was good. It wasn't great.
Wasn't great.
I feel like the CW does well. I feel like it's just trying to reboot and reinstitute, like, too many new things.
Yeah.
Like, Riverdale's not original. It's basing its characters and stories off of comics. What, Vampire Diaries is also CW?
Yeah.
That's a book series.
You know what is good on the CW, though? Nancy Drew.
Well, and Nancy Drew's another one.
She's not original, but it's not based off the... It's not... It's different.
I feel like that's where they really excel.
It keeps me coming back for more.
Because Riverdale does the same thing.
Yeah.
Supernatural was completely original.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else seems to kind of be falling by the wayside, so I don't know. I definitely am curious to see how Walker does for this season. I don't know how long it's going to run for. Definitely, probably not 9 seasons. And I'm just saying that they better have Chuck Norris guest star one episode.
My God, how amazing would that be?
Then I'll watch that episode. I'll watch it.
That would be great.
The eyes of a Texas Ranger.
If I could only play that.
If only. If you know, you know what? If you're listening to this and you made it this far, do yourself a favor and reminisce just for like the 2.5 minutes or whatever the length of that song is. Go and find, what was it? Is it Eyes of a Ranger?
I think so. Just look up Walker Texas Ranger theme song.
It literally just says intro theme.
Better than I did.
Oh, there we go. Eyes of a Ranger. Yes, I was
Eyes
right.
Eyes of a Ranger.
Yes, go and listen to Eyes of a Ranger and just reminisce.
You have to.
Do it.
You
and
have
then
to.
Tell us what you thought of if you watched the Walker pilot.
Yeah, let us know. Like, we're not,
if you'll be watching too.
More power to you. If you're going to continue.
If it gets better, let us know, because yeah. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'm not really looking to add another show to my list. If it gets good, I'll definitely take another crack at it, but from the pilot. It wasn't even a pilot. It's just the first episode. I don't know.
That's it. Thanks, guys, for listening to our first minisode. We'll be checking out other things that other Supernatural actors are in and reviewing them.
Yes.
How many stars would you have given this episode?
Oh.
Out of 5 stars.
Oh. I would give it a 3.5 stars.
3.5 stars?
Yeah.
I would give it a 3 star. I thought it was good. I thought it was well acted. I didn't think the writing was very meh. I didn't think the acting was over the top. I feel like it was very rushed. I thought the cinematography was good.
I liked the cinematography. I liked, I had issues, some issues with the story, how fast the story went. I did like Mickey though. I like her character. She's a little like something happened in her past where it's a little shady, but she's also not taking shit from anybody. And I like that.
I do. I do like her. I think she's a good partner.
Yeah. So yeah, 3.5. That's where I'm at.
So we give it a solid 3.5 stars.
Yeah. I like that. Okie dokie.
Until next time.
Bye.